Well, the urban or urban impact and SLB have several things in common. One is we're both based on the north side here in the Pittsburgh area. And the other thing is we both like great music, authentic music, and are fond of jazz. And now it's my pleasure. We're making just a few finishing touches to introduce the Urban Impact Jazz Band.
There you've got, you can clap if you want, there you've got the Urban Impact Jazz Band here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And I want to meet everybody. That song was Caravan, which is a great tune to listen to. There are lots of members of the band. Today we have, if I've done my math right, we have four students and three adults for a total of seven people. I'm going to catch the students first. So on keys is Elizabeth Hansen. Can you tell me a bit about yourself and what attracted you to play in this group?
Yeah, so I joined Urban Impact about a year and a half ago because I wanted more opportunities to play as a group because I'm homeschooled, so I don't have like a school jazz band or an orchestra or anywhere I can play. And I was drawn here. I joined in the low-level band. I eventually worked my way up to jazz band, and I've been here for a summer and three semesters, I think, of school year.
That's great. Do you like jazz, or were you exposed to jazz as a result of Urban Impact?
I hated jazz. I'm going to be honest. I was like, I don't get it. I don't understand. Like, it's just you're playing a bunch of notes that don't belong together. But
now, I noticed that was in the past tense. Yeah. That was in the past tense. I hated jazz. But do you feel better about it now?
Yeah, I've worked through it. and now I really like it. I like soloing. I like putting notes together that don't feel like they should belong together, but they come together and kind of make something really strange and interesting and beautiful.
I admire you for being that candid with your feelings about the music. I really do, because it takes a while to develop the sensibility. Do you have any shout-outs you'd like to pass along for folks who might be listening now or maybe later?
Yeah, I'd like to shout out my mom, who actually is here sitting there, for driving me, because I live about 20, 30 minutes away. So she drives me once a week, twice a week, sometimes three times if we're really busy, all the way out to the north side. So, yeah.
Excellent. It's very nice to meet you. The drummer, whose name is Jameer, if my memory is right, Jameer Hughes, was really... I hate to say cooking because that's so cliche, but I really like the way you were playing that song. You kind of knew when to stop and knew when to play and just sounded great. Tell me about yourself, Jameer.
Yeah, my name is Jameer, and I'm in eighth grade. I've been playing drums for like 9 years, maybe 10 years. I don't know. I like drums. I like music a lot.
Yeah, you're really good. Do you more, like, do you typically play in a jazz group like this one, or do you play on your own or with other types of groups? You've been at it so long.
Yeah, I play with Urban Impact, and then I just, really whatever opportunity I get to play, like, I play in youth groups and stuff, like, with my friends, by myself.
Is it hard to play with a group like this, because they're really relying on you to keep the beat, yet there's also some interaction and improvisation. Does it take a while to understand how to speak to each other with the music?
I feel like for someone that doesn't play an instrument or doesn't understand drums, it can seem hard, but it's really not that hard when you're playing. It doesn't seem that hard to me.
That's good. That means you're probably a natural when it comes right down to it. Any shout-outs you'd like to pass along to anybody who might be listening? I know you're at Trinity Christian School, but anybody you'd like to say hello to or thank?
I don't know. My dad and my brother for putting on jazz music while we're in the car, I guess.
Well, that's excellent. What's your brother's name?
Graham Hughes.
Excellent. Thank you. Nice to talk with you. We're going to talk to the two other student members of the group, and then I'm going to encourage you to text us if you're listening and want to pass along a message to anybody that's playing. So now we're going to talk with Cole Lewis, who plays trumpet. Tell me about yourself, Cole.
I'm 15 years old. I live in Monroeville, PA. I've been doing trumpet and piano for a few years now and got involved with a jazz band through its youth orchestra program.
What attracted you to the trumpets, and when did you start playing?
I'm going to be honest. I wasn't exactly that interested in trumpet. I just started off with piano and was, in fact, for a little while wanting to stick with that. But over time, I grew to enjoy the trumpet more and more.
I know a little bit about trumpet. It's not an instrument I've played, but it has a little bit of a hurdle to overcome before you can get music out of it. Would you agree?
Yeah, especially for me, I struggled for a few years with range. Now, I'd say it's the opposite problem. Instead of having trouble playing high, I have a bit more trouble playing low. It's interesting how it evolves over time into different obstacles and hurdles.
Yeah, that is interesting. Anybody you'd like to give a shout-out to or say hello to?
I don't know if anyone who I know is watching this, but I'll just say hi, Dad, in case he watches this later.
There you go. He probably is. Everybody's listening, or they'll be listening after you send them the link to this.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how it all goes. Now we're going to talk to the saxophone player who's here today, Deja Chambers. Tell me about yourself.
I'm Deja. I'm 17. I joined Urban Impact my sophomore year. How many years ago was that? My math is kind of off. But I'm a senior now.
That would be 2 years.
Okay, yeah.
See, this is Kappa. They do have math at Kappa.
Yes, we do have math at Kappa. However, my academics are like my shorter part of my day. My rehearsals are my longer part of my day.
And what's your major at Kappa? I'm assuming music.
Yes, my major at Kappa is instrumental. I've been playing soprano a lot more at school. So I kind of only play alto whenever I'm like at jazz band. Yeah.
Excellent. Do you have any shout outs to give to anyone?
I think like my mom, because she's like my number one supporter, even though like sometimes I get on her nerves just a little.
That's your job.
Yeah, that is my job.
Thank you for sharing that with us. We'll talk with the adults after the next song. The Urban Impact Jazz Band is here. You can learn more about their work at uifpgh.org. Now, those are the letters, and you can use these numbers. If you would like me to pass along a message to the players you just heard from, you can just text us here at 412-200-5975. I believe, is it a Dizzy Gillespie tune coming up next? It is. It's called Con Alma. Thank you. There, you've got music from the Urban Impact Jazz Band. I'm juggling my phone and a microphone because, let's see, does anybody have a sister in Ohio? Well, somebody wrote, "That's my little sister," on keys. I'm so proud of you, sis. Love from Ohio. Who is that?
That is my sister, Victoria. She's very sweet. She runs her own radio show at her college student, or she's a college student, and she runs her student radio. So she's on at 88.3 WLFC, I believe, Mondays and Fridays. It's Pulse Radio, Mondays and Fridays from 7 to 8.
Look at her with AM or PM?
AM, yeah.
AM, look, that's quite a commitment. Susie writes, "It's amazing to hear live music in person. There she is. What a treat. Hey, Susie." And that's all that's here so far. 412-200-5975. If you want to take a moment and leave a message, I'm putting my phone down, as is a good thing for all of us to do from time to time. Now, I want to talk, yes, Isaac. I wanted to make sure. So, Isaac has a good sense of humor, you guys think? Okay, good. I was asking if you had a good sense of humor, because folks who know me pretty well, but I think we all share this, I wanted to be sure we had your name spelled correctly, because Isaac is spelled a little differently for you, I-S-S-A-C. So the good way to check it is I Googled you. Do you know what that led me to? It did. But it also led me to YouTube videos on... I don't want to dox you. Wow. Do these guys know about those?
No, they don't. I used to have a YouTube channel when I was in middle school in like freshman year. It's called Trombone Isaac, and I used to make videos all the time, jazz trombone videos of just me playing. Yeah, that's crazy. I'm probably getting a little bit red right now because that's I haven't heard. Wow.
I think they hold up really well, and they're really good showing the fundamentals of what to do. In fact, Chad Green, our technical director, knows the trombone quite well, and we were very engaged listening to those or watching those yesterday.
Short hair or long hair in the videos?
Yes. Well, you had glasses at one point, and there's a point where we started to hear your voice deepen a little bit as time went on because you were in middle school when you did those.
Yes.
So I'm curious, you were good then, you're still at it, so the trombone certainly has become a even bigger part of your life in all seriousness.
Yeah, I went to Lincoln Park Performing Arts Charter School. I played trombone there since seventh grade. I just graduated there. Yeah, trombone is a big part of my life. I've been in the Urban Impact Jazz Band since fourth grade. Now I'm actually a fellow here, so I'm doing an internship here for a year. So yeah, no, but trombone is a big part of my life.
That's fabulous. What attracted you to the instrument?
My dad, he's a professional guitar player. He's in a Prince tribute band and a couple other jazz and bluegrass bands.
Great. Anybody you'd like to give a shout out to?
Wayne Smith and my brother Kingston.
Excellent. Thank you. And thanks for letting me, I guess you didn't have a choice, but I appreciate I tried to test just to be sure it would probably be okay, but they're actually really good videos. You made the instrument really approachable. And I learned things that I never knew, like the positions and the trigger. Do you have a trigger?
That is my other trombone at home. I probably made videos on that too with the trigger trombone with the F attachment, yes.
You did. I never knew things like that. So thank you. That's Isaac Smith. Look for him wherever you look for Isaac Smith. This is Marianne. Is it Hapman or Hapman? And tell me how you got involved with these folks.
Oh boy, I've been with Urban Impact for many years. My three girls were involved in the Urban Impact program through sports and music, and I started volunteering shortly thereafter, and I've been with this group for many, many years. they refer to me as Auntie Marianne. I love working with these guys. They inspire me every day.
Anybody you'd like to say hello to or give a special message to?
Oh, I'll shout out to my three beautiful daughters, Maggie, Julie, and Rebecca.
Wonderful. Thank you. And now on to the bassist, Lorenz Jefferson. You look so happy watching these folks as they play. Tell me more about the band. I know there's other members who couldn't make it today, but you guys are doing great work.
Yeah, so the jazz band is just a piece of all the different programs and at Urban Impact, and we're almost like the little crumb of the big cookie. But it's a pretty sweet one because they're the advanced instrumental portion of our instrumental programs at Urban Impact.
Yeah, I was looking when I was researching Isaac. I was looking at Urban Impact's website. Actually, I know Urban Impact quite well, but I did go to the website, and it's amazing the number of programs that are available just in music and performance and beyond as well. So if you're interested in learning more, you want to go to UIF, as in Urban Impact Foundation, pgh.org, and there's a whole bunch of portals you can click on to learn more about them. Anything else you'd like to, this is going to be a, we won't be able to talk after the next song, given the time, but anything else you'd like to be sure listeners know about Urban Impact and the group here?
Yeah, that just the main thing is that we love to be able to walk alongside of every single student and their families in order to allow for them to be not just grow in their instrument, but also in their holistically and who they are, the character, the way they carry themselves, and how they not only play and live in society, but also how they treat each other and those around them. So
that really shows just by listening and watching this morning. Again, it's uifpgh.org. And what are you going to finish up with, Lauren?
Yeah, we're going to play a song by the Yellow Jackets called Revelation.
Here again at the Urban Impact Foundation Jazz Band. Thank you.
Well, there you have it. Can you guys hear me out there? I hope you can hear me. The Urban Impact Jazz Band. I hope you can hear me because does the name Jacob mean something to anybody? Jacob? Jacob, your Elizabeth is out there. And we will say hello from Jacob to Elizabeth. You should know who that is. We'll make sure that you get a chance to hear that. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.